Krishna appears, only where there is a very high spirit of service attitude. Krishna certainly does not appear in anyone's life of a person who is selfishly oriented, or one who constantly worries about one's comfort, one's conveniences, and one's desires. If one is focused on these things, Krishna does not appear at all. In fact, Krishna appears in the life of someone who has a very high spirit of attitude of service, free from expectation, free from any selfishness, and also a spirit of sacrifice. This is readily seen in the life of Vasudeva and Devaki. They had a desire to have God as their child. Is it a small desire? To have the Supreme Personality of Godhead as one's child is a very great desire. So one has to do great sacrifice. All of our desire also is like that. We want to go back home, back to Godhead, which is a great desire. So we should be prepared for a great sacrifice. If we become disturbed by small inconveniences and lack of comforts, our small expectations not being fulfilled, then how can one transcend this world of duality and attain the feet of Krishna in the spiritual world? We see Devaki and Vasudev, because they had such a great desire, they had to prove their selflessness and attitude of sacrifice and service. So they had to see their children one after another being killed. First child, second child, third child. Which mother and father in this world can beget a child and hand them over to a murderer simply to be butchered like an insane animal? That's what they had to do. And after so many children were all killed one after another by the evil-minded Kamsa, as soon as Krishna was born, he said, "Take me to Gokul." He immediately wanted to leave their company and go away. And they didn't ask a second question. What is it? We have done so much of service to you. For so many long years, we were just waiting for you to appear. And at last, you have appeared. And this is our time to offer us some pleasure. Show all your childhood pastimes right here. They didn't remember. So Krishna appeared in the jail, but showed his childhood pastimes in Vrindavan. And for other parents, his foster father and mother, Nanda and Yashoda. So Devaki and Vasudev never even got to see the childhood pastimes of Krishna, although they were ready to sacrifice themselves so much. That's why I was saying, the nature of service attitude is such that it does not have any expectations, except one expectation, which is to please Krishna. That's the only spirit. And it is not only free from expectation, the mood of service attitude is one of sacrifice for the pleasure of Krishna. One is ready to extend oneself to any limits. And one is ready to please Krishna in the way that Krishna wants to be pleased, not in the way that I want to please. So Vasudeva and Devaki are such high-class examples of devotees whom Krishna chooses as parents to show the world what level of surrender he expects from his devotees if they want to enjoy his company in the spiritual world. Krishna Bhagavan ki, Sri Krishna Janmashtami Mahamahotsav ki, Harinam Prabhu ki.